If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, hey, we've got a special guest coming on the show right now, Hills. Former Gold Coast Suns, but is now going to try his hand at the NFL. Patrick Murtagh, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? This is an exciting journey that you've been on for a little while now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is quite exciting. This is my second year on the NFL IPP, and we're looking to chase that dream of being on the NFL.
Yeah, and in a... you know, an on-field position, not a specialist punting role or anything like that. Like a tight end. Why tight end?
Correct. Yes. As a tight end, I'm 6'6", just over 250 pounds. And I think it's one because of my dimensions, as I just said, and I've got a background of the AFL. So when I was scared, they saw my hands, and obviously playing AFL, we catch the ball a lot, so we thought we could utilize that as best as possible, and we thought tight end was the best suited role for that.
Yeah. This is a great result, isn't it? Because I've read your story, and obviously there was the devastation when the Suns said, look, maybe it's time for you, for us two to part ways. You'd come from an athletics background, and you thought, oh, no, what now?
Yeah, it's. I think with sport, it's a business. When you're in the industry, you understand that people come and people go. So, I mean, there's no hard feelings either way with what happens. You just got to understand that if your time's up, your time's up. But one door closes and another one opens, hey?
And you've got these great dimensions. You know, surely you could find a way to put them to good use. And you chose this International Pathway Program. How did that connection happen from being delisted to being contacted?
So obviously with the IPP, I've heard of it before, and it was in the air, but when I was playing, at the Suns, it was all focused towards AFL at the time. And then when the news came out that I wasn't being, signed on for another year, the idea of the IPP started to, come forward a lot more. And then we just took it with open arms and went for it.
All right. So what unfolds for you now? Where are you headed, and what does the future look like?
Yeah, so we got Pro Day in 10 days' time, and that will be at the University of South Florida. And we will showcase in front of hopefully every team out there. They'll bring their scouts down. We'll do some skill-specific drills, individual drills, run some routes, and showcase what we got.
You know, your athletic days. First of all, where did you go to school? Where did you grow up, Pat?
Yes, I grew up on the Gold Coast. I went to the Southport School, TSS.
Oh, really?
And then, so I was there for 13 years, prep to year 12, and I was playing rugby union there. And then afterwards, I went to athletics, and I did athletics for 2 years after school at state and national level doing decathlons.
Right, eh? So I was at the TSS cricket lunch on Friday, mate, and they won the head of the river on Saturday, in case you didn't know. So
beautiful. Yeah. You can see they're still up there.
So the rest of your athleticism, you got these big hands and big frame. Where you know, your athleticism has impressed everyone. What are your best routes to run?
I think I'm confident in everything. There's always development in everything we do. So when we find a good route, we try to excel in it as much as possible. I don't mind a deep route too, showing off my speed for a big man.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. So you have to go through the 35-meter run or, you know, whatever. What are the running tests you'll have at the combine and the pro day?
Yeah, we've got a 40-yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
40-yard.
A 40, Yeah, and then we'll bench press 225 pounds. So I think that's around 102 kilos, and then we'll just rep that out for as many reps as possible.
Well, you've only got one day, mate. You'll be going overnight.
we'll try to put some good figures up there and see if we can turn some.
So at 196 centimetres and what, around 115 Ks, what can you do the 40-yard dash in?
The goal is to get a sub-4.5 on pro day.
Oh, Jesus, that's quick. Hey, now, obviously, the world's most famous tight end is Travis Kelce for many, many reasons. That's the position that you crave to play, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
And you'd have the mentality for that, wouldn't you? Because it involves attack and defence, and just like footy.
When you say defence, or
blocking, whatever you call it.
Yeah, blocking with the O-line. So a bit of everything. We're a bit like the quarterback. We've got to know everything going on the field. And I enjoy the aspect of learning the game.
I don't know how you do it. So yeah. You know those aspects.
A lot of study, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know the aspects you're talking about. Where do you need to know where everyone else in your attacking line is on this particular play?
Yeah, I think I try to learn everything and what everyone's doing in the field. It just gives me confidence in going out in the field and understanding. It gives me awareness in the field with spacing and where the defenders might go if a certain receiver is running a route. It just helps my game a lot more and makes me feel a lot more confident when I'm doing what I need to do on the field.
Now, do you have a preference? If all this and the fairy tale comes true for you, do you have a preference of teams?
Yeah, I've been asked this a few times, but there's no preference in team. I just believe that I'll be grateful for whatever team may pick me up, and from there we'll make the team great and we'll see how we go from there.
And now I was hopeful, were you hopeful that you'd stay at Detroit? You had been sort of picked up by Detroit, but injury has cost you that one and you have to go back into the IPP, eh?
Yeah, it's sport. Injury is inevitable, and these things happen. And all we got to do is focus on what's next. And what's next for me is pro day in 10 days' time.
Exciting! Like you know the business of sport, Patrick. You're right in the heart of it. You've been to London for the international. Then you go over to the US. Now you're in the big universities in a combine in front of all the scouts. You know the business of sport. Australia has got nothing, eh?
It's exciting because at a young age you get to travel the world playing sport as your job. So, I mean, it's a great lifestyle and hopefully we can carry it through for a few more years.
Yeah, good stuff. Enjoy it, Patrick. I mean, wonderful to chat to you. We're going to follow you very closely because with the backing and the background that you've got, it'd be just great if you could make it into the NFL. We'd love the story.
I really appreciate it and I appreciate you guys' time.
Yeah, Patrick Murtagh there.
Thanks, Pat.